Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reese. We're back. Marks and Reese. What up, everybody? Live at Chickens to Pete's in South Philly, day after the Eagles' first preseason game.
Yeah!
We'll do two-minute drill in a second. Back to the phones. Get back into the meat of the conversation, which is the quarterbacks. Some other takeaways from last night. We were talking about one of your former teammates earlier, and he just actually showed up.
Sweet Lou, Luther Broughton, was a two-time teammate of mine, I believe, because he was here, and then I think he got released.
He was telling the story. He was here, got released, went to the Panthers, got traded back here, was here for 2 years, then went back to the Panthers.
Back to the Panthers, yes.
So he had two different stints with both organizations.
Yeah. He, although he's big, bigger than he was when he played, because he was actually what you would consider a receiving tight end.
Yeah,
he wasn't a blocking tight end. He was a receiving tight end.
He would have fit in today's game pretty well, huh?
But it was another former teammate of mine that.
Yeah, you were saying.
I was trying to tell you off the air. You weren't listening to me.
Oh, you were trying to.
I was trying to tell you who.
Earlier, alumni night was last night at Lincoln Financial Field, and Ike saw. He said it. You said multiple teammates, but one in particular, a tight end, and maybe packed on a couple hundred. Not even pounds. You said, you know, you don't put on 20 pounds and you talk about
20.
It. Are we talking about Eric Snow territory? Did we put that up on Twitter? Did we get some good guests there?
I don't know if Ike wanted me to.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he doesn't. But that's why I was telling
you. Yeah,
that's
why Mark said.
Right. All right, let's do it. Back to the phones in a second. Let's do a little 2 minute drill from last name. Oh, it was great last night because the Eagles game was completely boring in the second half, but I was able to flip around, and even though I wasn't watching it live, you knew what was going on in the other games, including could there be a quarterback controversy with the New York Giants? So Eli Manning comes out, goes 3 and out. Meanwhile, the rookie first-rounder Daniel Jones goes 5 for 5 for 67 yards and a beautiful touchdown, perfect throw, to wide receiver Benny Fowler. Listen.
Jones again with time. Corner of the end zone. Completes it. Did Fowler get his feet in? Yes. Touchdown, Giants.
Ball placement. Make a note of it, folks. This kid is putting the ball where only
Carl
his Banks. Receiver can get it.
That's on our sister station, WFAN, Ikey.
Yeah. I'll ignore my fellow brother in Spartan and how happy he is about Daniel Jones, Carl Banks.
Oh, this kid can play, Ikey.
I won't rip him. But, come on, man, Daniel Jones, give me a break, man. I mean, could it be that we were wrong about Daniel Jones?
Yep.
He's going to be the best quarterback in the draft?
Well, I'm not saying that, but the Giants, you know what? The Giants fans will never hear it like we did with Donovan McNabb.
Right.
They were booing him at Yankees games.
Yeah.
After they drafted
him. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you this. They've played it well. Pat Shurmur last night was like, I think he said slow your roll with it. But they've handled it well because if he does win the job, there's no expectation. If they come out and say, oh, yeah, Daniel Jones is competing for the job, then everybody's expecting him to do it. Now you start Eli Manning and you bring him in a couple weeks into the season.
Yeah, I can't see the season starting with Daniel Jones. But things get bad enough up there in New York. They're going to him eventually.
Yep.
I mean, Eli's going to start the season.
He's not going to finish it.
No.
More rookie quarterback play last night. Dwayne Haskins, 8 for 14, 2 picks. I watched most of his. He didn't. That's not indicative of how he played last night. The 2 picks were, all right, they were picks. But he, listen,
one was a bad pick.
It was a bad one.
The linebacker who took it back for a touchdown. That was terrible.
I think he's going to be a good player, Dwayne Haskins.
Made some good throws.
If the Redskins don't screw it up, which they could.
That's true.
First overall pick, Kyler Murray last night. Oh, Ikey. That ball comes out of his hands like a rocket, even though he's 5 foot whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to see his opening drive. What they did for him last night was get the ball out of his hands quick.
Yes, they did.
Out routes. He throws the ball like a baseball player.
He does.
He can sling it effortlessly, but The one thing I still worry, throwing the ball over the middle of the field, and can he take the punishment that comes along with playing quarterback?
Because Russell Wilson's he's built differently than Kyler Murray's slight.
Kyler Murray looks like a kid playing with grown men just because of his height out there.
No, and then when you see the ball come out of his hands, you're like, Jesus, man.
Oh, he throws it. Oh, yeah, he can throw it. Yeah, he can throw it.
Wow.
No doubt, yeah.
All right, let's end here. So Jets coach Adam Gase, after doing the smelling salts, Ike.
He's a crazy person, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder about him. But so it was the first successful pass interference challenge last night. You know, it's weird. I saw one story that said that it was a good pass interference overturn. I saw another story that said this is ridiculous. Here's how it sounded.
Davis Webb, a third-round pick of the Giants in 2017. Never played a regular season game. He's got a big arm. He's going to try one up top, and that pass knocked away. Incomplete by Corey Ballantyne, intended for Tim White.
Excellent coverage all the way through. Looked like a double move there. He goes with it all the way from the line of scrimmage. Plays good body position. Keeps one hand in the body. Uses the offhand to knock the ball away. That's good play.
So I wonder during the regular season, if it was in a big spot, if Adam Gase would have thrown the challenge flag right there, because it looked like Corey Ballantyne pretty much had the arm and wrist of Tim White held.
Well, if they continue to call those types of plays, there would be no defense played.
Well, and let's see. He has thrown the challenge flag.
Well, Carl, so on the play, if you haven't seen it, the defender clearly, with his right hand, grabs the left hand of the receiver.
He used to be able to get away with that.
Well, I mean, listen, it's pretty – if he lets go, they shouldn't overturn it. And here's the other thing. You're watching in slow motion. In real time, was it a half a second or was it 2 seconds?
Right.
This is what I would say as far as doing these pass interference challenges. You shouldn't be allowed to look at it in slow motion. It should be real time every time. And if you can say, yes, that's egregious in real time, then fine. You can't look at it in slow motion because when you do the slow motion, yeah, it's 2 seconds, but it's slow motion. Like, how long is that in slow motion?
Right.
Is that a half a second? So you're already seeing the potential issues with these challenges that can happen. You're relying on a guy that's so worried about getting the call right in a booth in New York.
Yeah, and they didn't even make the call initially on the field,
no, it
right?
was not ruled pass interference.
Yeah, so, yeah, those are the ones that are going to drive us crazy as fans.
All right, that's a two-minute drill.
You imagine thinking Rasul Douglas or Sidney Jones or whomever. Ron Darby makes a great play on third down. We think we're off the field. And you know a coach is going to challenge it because he has nothing to lose.
Yep. And especially on long plays.
Yes, and if there's any type of contact where they used to let you get away with a little hand fighting, as long as it was on both sides, nothing was ever called. Now, because like you just said, in slow motion, that
it looks worse than it actually is.
Exactly,
and,
man.
And here's the other thing,
we're
right?
We're going to be upset if that costs us a game.
But here's the other thing, and this I think this if they keep the rule, this is what you might see happen. It becomes a 15-yard penalty and not a 60-yard penalty.
Right.
Because they realize, like, hey.
Ah, I like that.
That's all they're going to be doing is trying to get the cheap 60-yard penalty because there was maybe some contact down there.
So, I like that.
So a good compromise is, all right, make it 15.
Which I've always been in favor of.
I know.
I've always been in favor of that. Yeah, I like that.
All right, that's a two-minute drill.
I can see us. I'm telling you. I can see that costing us a game.
Oh, now, believe me. This is going to give us something to talk about.
Yeah, just go throw the ball up on third and long and hope for a pass interference.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Brian in Bucks County. Brian.
Yo, what's up, family? How are we doing, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Brian?
Not much. First, I'd like to take the time to welcome Prissy to the WIP family because I haven't had a chance to do that.
There you go. Thank you.
Yo, as far as I come to actually agree with both of you on two different topics. As far as Wentz goes, Ike, you're completely right. He needs to get up to game speed, and he needs to play against a defense that has bad intentions for him. So if you take a chance at putting any of our 1A or 1B receivers out there with Kessler, he has a chance at putting one of them in harm's way with a bad throw because he isn't getting number one reps.
Right.
So as far as that goes, Johnny Marks, you're right on the fact that our backup's horrible. We need someone out there. We know Colin Kaepernick is not probably going to be the guy who comes here. However, Johnny Manziel might be someone you want to talk to.
Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, no, I'm out on
Manziel. Now, look at this. Now, listen. Think of this. Think of this. We need a quarterback with our team. We want pick 32 next year. We have a team that is a top 12 team. In other words, it's going to make the playoffs. In other words, we want to win the championship. We need a quarterback that can make all the throws. And if you don't have that, you have a Kessler or a Sudfeld. You're just taking DeSean Jackson out the game. And now I will say Sudfeld played good last night. He's good down the middle, but his other throws are suspect. So you got to get someone in there with swagger, someone that could step in and have something
take,
to play.
I would take Brett Favre out of retirement over Johnny Manziel. And I'm not kidding.
Johnny Manziel.
I hear you. What you're looking at, like, all right, well, there's nobody out there. What can I do? Right? I would take Brett Favre over Johnny Manziel at this point. Johnny Manziel's not serious about playing football. Get too much other stuff
Johnny
going
Manziel.
On. Oh, man.
Is he still in the CFL or is he not in the CFL?
No, they threw him out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then he was playing in that AFL.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel's not playing football anymore.
XFL, maybe. That's right up his alley, right?
Why would he? Like, Johnny comes from money.
Yes.
Yeah, why is he going to play in the XFL? Because he wants to just play.
Because he wants to. It kind of fits his bad boy personality.
Wants to play for, like, a rebel organization.
Well, when the last thing that happened that his he married that model, like, Instagram. I don't know if it was – no, I think she's a professional model. Married her, like, dated her for a couple weeks or months, and they got married. And then all of a sudden, she was done with him. Something happened.
Huh?
That's the last thing I remember seeing about him.
Yeah, Johnny had a lot going on, man, in a short period of time.
He's got mental issues, which is fine, you know what I mean? But when there's substance abuse issues that are also right there, and you don't know if he's totally sober, there's too much going on. Yeah. You can't.
Johnny, did we really just entertain that?
That's it. I mean, you know. It's a good call. No, it's not. It's okay to dig. To see who else who could come in here outside
the
box. I said Brett Favre, right? Actually, Kurt Warner.
Oh, what is Favre doing? Let me tell you this. It'll be a cold day in hell before Favre comes in and backs up Carson Wentz.
Correct. 888-729-9494.
That ain't happening.
Another former teammate of, or another former Eagle,
yeah.
Hank Baskett in the
yes,
house
sir.
There.
Yes, sir.
I agree.
Hank B. Yes, sir.
Who else is coming in here today?
Oh, man, all the old heads are still in town. They're still here.
Is this because they listen to the Marks and Reese show and they're like, oh, I'll stop by?
Well, I told everybody last night.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, we got like an after party for the alumni at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow.
Oh, so there's going to be ice juice flowing here.
Well, no, I just told them to come through. Oh, now you want to play it when
come
you're
on,
supposed
right
to play it.
It was.
It's not supposed to be when you or I say it.
888-729-9494.
How many rules are there to this Ike juice thing? I mean, come on.
He's learning, Ike.
It's not supposed to be when he says it or I say it.
888-729-9494. All right, roll up your sleeves, Ike, so we're getting back into it on the other side. Nate Sudfeld gone for at least 6, 7, maybe 8 weeks. And based on what I saw last night out of the backup quarterbacks, I do not want to hear to let it ride and let's see what happens. They'll be fine. No siree. We'll get into it. 888-729-9494. We're back from Chickies in South Philly. But, hey, I'll stay here to talk about my friends at Bradford White Water Heaters, a great American company that has been making water heaters for over 100 years that are quite simply built to be the best. Their innovative technologies have made Bradford White Water Heaters one of the most recommended.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.